In America, we're a bit inconsistent with regard to whether adults should be free to make medical decisions for themselves, or whether we should require they get expert help. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Despite America's commitment to protecting an adult's medical autonomy, in other words, respecting a person's right to make a medical decision for themselves, we still place limitations on decision-making. For example, prescriptions are required for many drugs to protect patients and society. No matter that a person wants antibiotics for a sore throat or wants narcotic pain medicines for a stubbed toe, our laws require that they see a doctor to get a prescription. Now, admittedly, these days doctors don't have a great track record of prescribing either of those classes of drugs. We way overprescribe antibiotics, and it's our overprescribing of narcotics that have led to the current epidemic of opiate deaths and addiction. Current prescribing laws require a prescription for drugs considered to be potentially harmful if not used under the supervision of a licensed healthcare practitioner. Sometimes prescribed drugs are dangerous, or they might interact with other drugs or with medical conditions. Other times, a drug can be considered a danger to public health. Say, if people take antibiotics indiscriminately, we'd end up with antibiotic resistance. We'd lose all the benefit of antibiotics because they would no longer work. So we require medical advice. This week, the FDA made a bad decision when they decided that they would allow companies to begin to sell genetic tests directly to the public. They sided with the industry's desire to sell more product to the public. No longer will people be required to see a genetic counselor or a physician to discuss the test and the meaning of a positive or negative test result. Now, before someone decides to get the test and after the test results come back, people need to partner with a genetic counselor or a doctor to decide if the test is right for them and then to understand what a positive or negative test means. These tests do not tell you that you have a disease, such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease or breast cancer, or even that you will absolutely get the disease in the future. Rather, the test results merely discuss your risk. As such, the results can be confusing and require discussions about risks and benefits of testing and discussions about what the next steps would be if the test result comes back positive. I have seen profound psychological stress and anxiety that positive test results can have. They need to be interpreted with an expert. This policy is a mistake. It was driven more by pressure from industry, who wants to make increased profits, than by sound reasoning over what's best for people. While getting the test is simple, the decision is complex, and it requires a careful discussion with a healthcare professional. This is Dr. Wilkes with a second opinion.